Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell, and we got a fantastic show lined up for you this Sunday. But before we get to that, let's take a look at how we did on Saturday. And I'm not going to lie, pretty darn strong across the board. We go, 5-2 with a push on the morning show. And then MMA. Look, Gombas, our man has hit 7 straight in a row here. Prop Stars comes through 1-1 and a push. The coach coming through with his Miller and Cerrone play as well. I think we ended up 10-3 total on the show. Awesome, awesome stuff. All right, let's get into it for today. Let's bring in the stars of the show here. You know what? We're running 3 wide here. The fun group on Sunday brunch. I love it. M squared, how we doing, sir?
Doing well, AB. Fired up. Got a Formula One race starting right now. Wimbledon going on. We got NASCAR later today. Full baseball slate. It's just a beautiful time in July when sports calendar doesn't seem like it has a lot to offer. That would be incorrect. It's got a ton to offer today.
It really does. Look, and what I love is that, like, you are the preeminent gambler of anything that's before 10 a.m. Like, you're on top of all the Formula One, tennis, you name it. So it just goes to show that I really don't know when you sleep, but apparently you do get sleep because you've made it this far. So well done on that. And Micah Roberts, my man, holding it on the back end. How we doing, sir?
We're doing excellent. Happy 4th of July to you guys and your families. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Celebrate the greatness of America. I'm excited for it. We're going to start today, actually. Going to do some barbecuing in the back here. You guys, if you were here, you're welcome. But, you know, enjoy the weekend. Celebrate.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. One day we're going to pull up because the backyard looks phenomenal. And I know if there's anybody at Sportsline, The Early Edge, that can man a barbecue, it is Micah Roberts. Like, there's no doubt about that whatsoever. So that's awesome, man. All right, tell you what, man, Mike, I'm gonna stay with you. Looking at storylines that affect the betting lines for today, we got a NASCAR race, man. Break it down. What do we need to know?
Yeah, we're at Road America, a great race, a tradition that started last year after not being there since 1956. So quite a gap in races in NASCAR at Road America, but 14 turn, 4 mile course. I've grown to really like it and appreciate it. And part of it's because of the fans. You know, they got a holiday weekend in Wisconsin. They do an amazing job of celebrating the 4th of July. And they showed it last year. And the racing was good as well. Chase Elliott won that race. But the thing about Chase Elliott right now, he's 5-1, 92 favorite. He's on the pole. But the thing about him, he hasn't won his last 5 road races. He's won 2 concrete races this year. Last year, his only 2 wins were on road courses. And it's the new car. The new car is pretty much everything to deal with on this, and it's changed for a lot of teams. So, for instance, Joe Gibbs Racing has not been good on the road courses. They can't corner at all, and it's slowing them down. And you see the charts. I mean, Christopher Bell looks okay, but those might be guys you want to pick on Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Truex, traditionally pretty good road racers, but not with the new car. And then you see somebody like Trackhouse Racing with Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez, the new guys on the block, both got their first career cup wins on road courses. They're 2-for-2 on the road courses. So remember last year with the old car, Hendrick won 5 of the 7 road course races so far, Trackhouse Racing. And I don't see any reason why to not bet them again. I like Chase Briscoe a little bit. I like Reddick a little bit, but Chastain's my top bet to win. And I have a little bit on Suarez as well. And yeah, I think they're going to run well again. So that's what I'm looking for today. I'm looking for Trackhouse Racing to keep winning.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. You know, and especially in NASCAR, like when you find consistency, especially on specific, you know, courses, tracks, whatever. Yeah, man, like absolutely roll with it for sure. All right, M Squared, coming over to you, man. MLB weather. What do we need to know? You nailed it on yesterday. Absolutely drilled it in regards to the weather. What do we need to know today?
Yeah, it's a pretty quiet day in terms of the weather today, though, AB. We've only got three spots that we really need to notice and care about. Number one, Boston on the road, Chicago. It's going to be a wind in, cooler day at Wrigley. Pretty much the standard here, minus 25% home run hitting translates to about minus 10% overall run scoring in that one. St. Louis, Philadelphia, plus 15% home run hitting and run scoring across the board just continues to be really strong hitting environment overall there. And then Milwaukee and Pittsburgh playing feels like the 84th day in a row. It is plus 10% on the home run hitting and run scoring across the board. Other than that, pop-up showers in Colorado, but nothing really significant.
All right, man, that's good information to know. All right, now, before we get into our picks for today, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our sponsors.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
And we are back. All right, two plays on the board for you today, and I'll tell you what. We're looking at it and saying, okay, do we go with buckets? Do we go with Martin W. Green? You know what? We're going with both of them, all right? Love both of them. They got some fire plays for us today. First, for Martin W. Green, we're going MLS, Atlanta United, New York City FC, both teams to score, minus 130. This game will be played at Yankee Stadium, all right? And then number two, buckets, our man, Brazilian Serie A. We're going with Atletico, San Paulo, both teams to score at plus 105. So both plays, both teams to score in both of them. Atlanta United, NYCFC, second one, Brazilian Serie A, Atletico, Sao Paulo. And you know what? I'm kind of proud of myself for even getting through that read right there. All right. Whew. Okay, M squared. Coming to you, one play, Wimbledon. Break it down, man. What do you got?
Wimbledon, want to get it in quickly. Should start in about an hour and a half. Could be up to 3 hours, depending on the match in front. We're going Carlos Alcaraz, -3.5 games, -145 against Yannick Sinner. This is an alternate line. Most books are going to have -4.5, but several do hang 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. Let you pick. I'm playing Alcaraz, -3.5 games here. This is a fantastic matchup. It's basically the future of tennis. You look at this matchup here. Yannick Sinner is 20 years old, and he is the older player in this matchup. Just going to be an absolutely fun one to see. Both guys are pretty similar in that they offer a ton of power, but Alcaraz is going to have the more consistent serve. Where I think Sinner breaks down eventually here is I don't think he lands enough first serves to be able to put enough pressure on Alcaraz. I think Alcaraz is going to be able to break him here. And then what we know about Sinner is he loves to play at the baseline. He is notorious for playing incredibly deep, firing really, really hard shots there. That typically works and wears down a lot of players. Not necessarily going to happen with Alcaraz, who is so young and fit and durable here. I think he's simply more durable. He's going to hit him with a few drop shots. Alcaraz is going to pull away in this matchup here. Let's take him on the game spread, -3.5, -145.
I love it. And yeah, like you said, get that thing in quick because when does it start? You said like an hour or so?
Hour and a half is, like 10:18, or I guess it's 9, it'd be 11:18 East Coast time would be as soon as it could start, but it could be 3 hours depending on the match in front of it.
I love that variable in there. Also, that Ferrari hoodie, one, is awesome. And two, the new Ferrari Center in Nashville that's coming up. Guys, I don't know how you haven't had an M squared day just yet. I know the building isn't 100% done, but it needs to be M squared day the minute that that thing is ready to go. All right, Micah, coming over to you. The other Ferrari horse on the show, a thoroughbred here. You got one play, Major League Baseball. What do you got, man?
Yeah, I'm going with the Orioles today, and this is a team. I mean, they've had heartbreak. They've lost four straight. Heartbreak the last two nights, walk-offs, and against the Twins, but they – I watched both those games. Pretty much, it looked like they dominated the game, and they bring in the reliever, and boom, lights out. Young team learning, this team. I mean, they're a playoff team next year for certain, and they were inching up. They got four games below 500. Now they're eight games below 500. But they got one thing going for them that's a positive sign. It's Tyler Wells. This guy has been amazing for them. They've won his last six starts. His last three have been absolutely lights out, incredible. Only two runs allowed in those three starts. And the bats, they love hitting for him. So I got 9-2 score, 7-0, 10-2, and 10-0. Those are four of his last six starts, the bats hitting for him. So I look for them to man up and say, you know what, we had those two games. We blew it. We're going to win this one. We got our pretty much the ace of the staff now going, and he's been dominating. So I think there's a lot of confidence built in there. I'm going to go ahead and roll with that. I also bet the prop on Wells under 2.5 earned runs for plus 105. So that was another side bet that I made on that. And I'll have two other plays posted on Sportsline later today as well.
Nice, man. And I'll tell you what, man, speaking of the Orioles, like we rode their team total yesterday over 2.5, got it to, we got to 3. Yeah, there should have been honestly a whole lot more, but I'm with you on the Orioles, man. They've had a really good, like, they had a really good month of June. I think it was what their first winning month, I think, since like 2017 or something like that. So Yeah. I'm with you, man. Been riding the Orioles. They've been nice. All right. Now real quick, our man, Trent Wade, a couple NASCAR plays. Yeah. What do you think about this? Okay. Uh-huh. Tyler Reddick over William Byron at minus 112. Chase Elliott over Kyle Larson, minus 140. What are your thoughts on those two?
Giddy up. So you're picking on two Hendrick guys there, which I'm okay with. You saw Larson look pretty good yesterday, but that was with the old car. They fitted an old Cup car to run Xfinity race, and he looked sharp out there. But again, you got to remember the balance and the suspension and everything's completely different with this new car. And not a lot of guys have figured it out yet, but Trackhouse has. So that's one of those things. But yeah, I could see both of those cashing easily for him.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a little great recap here. And it does look glorious. M squared on Alcaraz -3.5 games. Michael Roberts is on the Orioles money line. Our side plays again from the MLS, Atlanta United, New York City FC, both teams to score -130. Atletico Sao Paulo from the Brazilian Serie A FC, both teams to score at plus 105. Now, the AB pick three. Look, pretty straight up, all right? The Brewers have scored four more runs in 10 straight games. We've been riding them all week. We got a push on them yesterday. Going back to the well there. Braves team total over 4, all right? We've got it at minus 145, a nice price there against the Reds today. And look, I'm not going to lie. I'm going back to the Blue Jays well. We took them in game one yesterday in the doubleheader. They lost. They only got 2 runs. We needed over 3.5. But they hit it again in game two. So you know what? I'm not afraid to ride it again today. So Brewers team total over 3.5, Braves team total over 4, and the Blue Jays team total over 3.5. And if there's anything that could bring us luck, if anybody remembers from their childhood or whatever, drinking fruit barrels, all right, the fruit barrels are going to bring us luck today. These things are fantastic. And you know what? I think our picks are fantastic too. So it's all the damage we could do. As always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls.
Rated PG-13.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.